Jennifer Litsky picks up toys in the playroom of her Cary home. One son is napping, the other is at school, offering her a rare moment of relative quiet as she reflects on politics.
We try to keep drama out of the group. We only have two rules: be nice and no advertising.
She's talking about the Facebook group Apex Cary Moms. It has more than 11,000 members. Jennifer's an admin and says the group has grown exponentially in the past year. It's a place where moms can share thoughts on pediatricians, house cleaners, and sometimes even politicians.
We try to not have it be specific support for or against a candidate. As long as the moms can stay nice, we will let stuff go. But sometimes people forget that they're using their public Facebook accounts and it can get kind of ugly.
Jennifer used to work in finance at Duke Medical Center. Today, she's a full-time mom, trying to navigate age-appropriate conversations with her four-year-old about the presidential race. She concedes that explaining the Hillary for prison sign in the neighbor's yard was challenging and admits that she's ready for this race to be over.
Politics are one thing, but for me, Trump is beyond conservatism. Trump is just another level of, I don't even know if I have the right words for it. He's a racist. He's a misogynist. He's a hate monger. And it scares me for the future.
In Fuquay, Verena, Lane Valdez sits at her kitchen table. She's a native of Miami and visibly unhappy about both major party candidates.
And if I get upset, I'm sorry. It's just annoying, you know? It's just frustrating. I'm not upset, like I'm not sad, but I'm angry. Because we shouldn't have the two choices that we have when we had such a better other choice.
Fighting back tears, she references Bernie Sanders. Lane and her husband donated $1,700 to his campaign and took both their sons to his rallies. She's disgusted by Trump's words and thinks Clinton is an untrustworthy centrist who has put people's lives in danger. Lane plans to write in Green Party candidate Jill Stein.
The thing that makes me probably the second angriest, besides Hillary Clinton running for president, is the fact that they try and scare you and they've brainwashed people into thinking that you have to vote A or B. Like, that's your only choice, and that's not your only choice.
Meanwhile, Sarah O'Shea has already made up her mind.
I think it's very hard as a woman to reconcile the things that have been said.
She says Trump's objectification of women, including his own daughter, is disgusting, adding that, in her opinion, Hillary's experience in government makes her qualified to lead the country. Sarah also offered this observation.
I have a large sector of friends who typically fall middle of the road. If the tables were turned, if this were a typical election, would vote Republican. Every other mother I know personally that I am close with is 100% for Hillary.
WUNC put out a request to that 11,000-member Facebook group seeking a Trump-supporting mom. No one agreed to an interview. These days, North Carolina is somewhere on the purple spectrum between lavender and violet. In 2008, Barack Obama won North Carolina by just 14,000 votes. Then, 4 years ago, Mitt Romney carried the state by 92,000. In a state with 6.8 million registered voters, these are small margins. Tom Jensen is the director of public policy polling.
I think what's 100% going to end up deciding the race in North Carolina is what ends up happening in the suburbs of Wake County and Mecklenburg County.
Jensen offered that forecast this past summer. Since 2012, more than 240,000 voters have registered here. Wake and Meck have seen the largest gains. If there's anything people can agree on during the final days of 2016's tumultuous election cycle, it's this. The results will almost certainly be close, and thankfully, it's almost over. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.